The thalamus shuts down. If we were to look again at the scan of Stan's flashback, you could see two more white holes in the lower half of the brain. These are his right and left thalamus, blanked out during the flashback as they were during the original trauma. As I've said, the thalamus functions as a cook, a relay station that collects sensations from the ears, eyes, and skin, and integrates them into the soup that is our autobiographical memory. Breakdown of the thalamus explains why trauma is primarily remembered not as a story, a narrative with a beginning, middle, and end, but as isolated sensory imprints, images, sounds, and physical sensations that are accompanied by intense emotions, usually terror and helplessness. In normal circumstances, the thalamus also acts as a filter or gatekeeper. This makes it a central component of attention, concentration, and new learning, all of which are compromised by trauma. If you are reading a book, you may hear music in the background or traffic rumbling by, or feel a faint gnawing in your stomach telling you it's time for a snack. If you're able to stay focused on the page, your thalamus is helping you distinguish between sensory information that is relevant and information that you can safely ignore. In Chapter 19 on neurofeedback, I'll discuss some of the tests we use to measure how well this gating system works, as well as ways to strengthen it. People with PTSD have their floodgates wide open. Lacking a filter, they are on constant sensory overload. In order to cope, they try to shut themselves down and develop tunnel vision and hyperfocus. If they can't shut down naturally, they may enlist drugs or alcohol to block out the world. The tragedy is that the price of closing down includes filtering out sources of pleasure and joy as well. Depersonalization, split off from the self. Let's now look at Uta's experience in the scanner. Not all people react to trauma in exactly the same way, but in this case, the difference is particularly traumatic since Uta was sitting right next to Stan in the wrecked car. She responded to her trauma script by going numb. Her mind went blank, and nearly every area of her brain showed markedly decreased activity. Her heart rate and blood pressure didn't elevate. When asked how she felt during the scan, she replied, "I felt just like I felt at the time of the accident. I felt nothing."